Oh, hey, normally we do some sort of creative or funny or off-kilter intro. Not today. We're answering questions. Mike Moreira, dear Drew, was Monday Night's Texans reality or temporary fiction? Reality, bro. It happened. Kyle Staling has this. Dear Drew, it's not unheard of for CFL players. That's Canadian Football League.
I moved here from Canada and they think I'm slow, eh?
To have success in the NFL. For example, Joe Theismann, Doug Flutie, Warren Moon, Cameron Wake. Have the Texans ever scouted the league for that talent? Yes, they have. Yes, they do. And yes, they will continue to do so. The Texans take it very seriously. And they've got a guy, they send a guy up to Canada at various points throughout the season to check out games. And they've got other guys checking out film. So absolutely, they're always scouring all the ends of the earth for the finest talent in the football world. And congrats, Kyle. You win Texas Lottery Scratch-Off. So email that email right there and scratch away. Ooh, got a celebrity question coming from none other than Cody Stutes. He says, what Texans player would be a good wrestler and who would be his manager if he were a bad guy? You don't have to look too far. J.J. Watt obviously has the pedigree. Brian Cushing, I could also see him being a pretty good wrestler. As for the manager, no doubt on this one. It's not a player, but it's assistant strength and conditioning coach, Sean Hayes. You talk about wrestling pedigrees.
Bright lights, big cities, you shut your mouth, J.J.
And I bet Sean would have like a fistful of dust or something or chalk dust that he'd throw in an opponent's eye. Or he wouldn't be afraid about using like a chair, you know, when the referee's not looking. I could see that happening. Oh boy, man. Football and wrestling doesn't get much better than that, does it?